Coming up on The Potter's Touch.
You take hardship as a sign that maybe I wasn't supposed to do it. The devil wouldn't be fighting me if God wasn't about to bless me. I'm sick of not walking in my wisdom. You can't let nobody around you make you deny what's in you. Enough is enough. Throw your hand up and say, I want it back. In the world did the children of God be silent from God for 20 years and nobody go looking for him? If you don't hear from your daughter, you ought to call a missing persons. How could God be gone for 20 years and nobody go looking for him? How could God be gone from your life? How could Saul be anointed by God and then not seek the heart of God? But he did. And God said, I've rejected him. I found a man. I found a guy that prioritizes me. And that's what it's about. It's about priority. I found a guy that values me. I found a guy who will put me first. I found a guy that won't be satisfied to have position without presence. I have found a guy who is after my heart. I have found a guy who writes poetry to me, who sings songs on the mountaintops to me, who dances around when nobody's looking in my presence. I have found a guy who will date me. He flirts with me. He blows me kisses. I'm gonna make him king because he is after my heart. In my text today, we are watching David go after God's heart. He has been king of Judah and now Israel. He has been anointed 3 times. He has been anointed by Samuel and told he was going to be king. He's been anointed by Judah because Judah and Israel have now split. They have separated one from another. The people of God have fallen out. Without God to hold them together, they fell apart. Without God to hold the family together, it falls apart. Without God to hold the church together, it falls apart. Without God to hold the marriage together, it falls apart. Yes. Children of Israel have fallen apart from Judah. They've all gone in their own way. Now David has been anointed king over Judah. 6 years later, he's anointed king over Israel. Yes, sir. All right. This is a part of his first act of leadership as king of Israel. With 30,000 people behind him, he now says, I'm going down there to get the glory. I'm going after God's heart. I'm going to chase it down. I'm going to get it. I'm going to move every stronghold. I'm going to tear down every idol. I'm going to get rid of the Jebusites. I'm going to bring back the glory of the Lord. And when he got the Ark of the Covenant, they brought it to him on a new cart. And he said, good, okay, we're going to ride it in. Now, you got to understand, you can go about the right thing the wrong way. You would think that if you do the right thing, you wouldn't have any hiccups. I'm going to help somebody today. You would think that if your heart was in the right place, you wouldn't have any problems. You would think that if you meant well, everything would go right. That's what's wrong with your marriage. You thought if you meant well, everything would go right. You're still gonna have problems. You thought if you was in love, you wouldn't have any problems. You're still gonna have problems. You thought if you had a degree, you could get on the job, everything would go good. You're still gonna have problems. Problems strengthen you. Problems perfect you. Problems empower you. Problems build up a relationship. My wife and I are not stronger today because everything went right for 35 years. We're stronger today because of the things that went wrong, and we chose to ride over top of them and hold it together anyway. Somebody ought to shout in this place right now. We're together because she got used to living with this crazy guy up here. She figured out a way to live with this crazy guy. I figured out a way to live with her. I know she's making faces behind my back. I know it. I know her. I know it. I know it right now. I'm gonna say she took the whole show with her face, and all of y'all looking at her. Nobody looking at me. The blood of Jesus. Relationships have dysfunctions. They have problems. They go through tight places. Ministries go through tight places. Businesses go through tight places. You're not going to build a business and not have a problem. You're going to have a problem. David is trying to bring back the ark, but he don't know how to bring it back. It's been gone for so long, he hasn't even experienced the heart of God in his life. God has been gone since he was a baby. He doesn't know all the protocol and the routine. So he saw them bringing him on a cart. He said, good, let's get a cart. He hired a couple of them to drive the cart. They drive the cart. Ahio gets behind it. He starts cracking the whip. The oxen start going for it. The cart starts moving. It does real good. It's working real good. It's secular, but it's working real good. It's secular, but it's working. Y'all didn't hear that. It's secular, but it's working real good. You can go so far in your own way, and it'll work real good for a while, but sooner or later, the ox is gonna trip. They got to the threshing floor of Ornan, and the ox tripped. Somebody in this room is in the tripping place. Yeah, your life is tripping right now. It was good a minute ago, but the ox tripped, and now everything's going crazy, and all of a sudden there's disruption. David is trying to reconcile Judah to Israel. He's trying to reconcile God to his people. He's trying to reconcile the Ark of the Covenant back to Zion. He's trying to reconcile all of this stuff. Do you really think the devil is going to let you reconcile without fighting you somewhere in your life? Slap your neighbor and say, this is a fight. This is a fight. Tell your neighbor, this is a fight. Now, a fight will show what you're made of. A fight will show how bad you want it. If you get discouraged and walk away and say, I can't do it, you were not the man I thought you were. A fight will really prove to the enemy, come hell or high water, I want this back. Somebody say, I want it back. Oh my God, I feel something about to break loose. The devil got nervous when you said, I want it back. Hell got upset when you said, I want it back. Witches started pacing the floor when I said, I want it back. Sickness started shaking when you said, I want it back. Say it again, I want it back. See, some folks are afraid to want. Let me come down here. Some people are afraid to want, because wanting hurts. Wanting hurts. Wanting is uncomfortable. Wanting is disruptive. So they anesthetize the pain of wanting with apathy. I don't care. I don't need you anyway. It don't matter to me. I was raised by myself. I'm used to being by myself. My siblings didn't like me. I don't need you to, I don't care. You gotta put the neck in it. It ain't good till you put the neck in it. You gotta throw that neck in there for emphasis. I don't care. Trouble comes to prove, do you care? The ox trips to prove, do you care? The ox tripped, you know. The Ark of the Covenant starts sliding off the cart. Uzzah reached out to touch the heart of God. He reached out to save what came to save him. And God got mad. He said, I don't need you to save me. You need me to save you. And the Lord killed him right on the spot. The Lord killed Uzzah for a time to save him. Because Uzzah trying to save God broke the order. God said, I don't need your hand to save me. You need my hand. And David threw his hands up. Uzzah put his hands on. God killed him for trying to save him. David threw his hands up and said, this is too hard, I quit. Take the Ark of the Covenant, which incidentally I was called to bring back. And let me reassign my responsibility to Obed-Edom. There are some responsibilities you cannot reassign. You have the anointing to do this. You cannot reassign this to somebody else. God called you to do this. You have the power to do this. You can't let nobody hurt your feelings so bad that you give up your place. You can't let nobody say anything that makes you give up your place. You can't let nobody around you make you deny what's in you. I'm gonna tell them, you can't let nobody around you make you deny what's in you. Throw your hands up and say, I want it back. I don't care if it stumbles. I don't care if it stops. I don't care if I have a setback. I want it back. So David gave up on his assignment. Now remember, this is the David that God chose him and made him king. Not because he was kingly. He chose him because it was after his heart. What we are looking at is the loss of purpose. If you lose your purpose, you have lost everything. If you keep your title, but you lost your purpose, you have lost everything. I don't care if they still call you Reverend Doc, Doc Reverend, Reverend Evangelist, CEO, COO, ABO, CLDO, IBCDY. I don't care what they call you. It is not your title that gives you power. It's your purpose. When a man has purpose, oh my God, I feel the glory of the Lord. When a woman has purpose, I want every woman a purpose to make some noise in this house. Every man that's got purpose, make some noise.
Come on.
You cannot reassign purpose. There are certain, I can teach, I can train, I can talk, I can help accentuate what God gave you. I cannot give you what God gave me. I remember a guy told me, he said, I made you who you were. If you hadn't preached for me, you wouldn't have been nobody. I made Jakes who he is. Now he won't even come preach for me. I made him who he is. So they come back and told me what he said. And I said, good. If you made one, make another. If I can make one cake, I can make another one. If I can make one house, I can make another. If you made me and now I'm acting up, make another me. The truth of the matter is, except the Lord build a house, they that labor but in vain. Did nobody make you but the Lord? Somebody give him a praise right now. Touch three people and say, I got something. You can imitate it, but you can't duplicate it. I got something. I am uniquely made. I am wondrously made. I am fearfully made. I am in a category all by myself. For the next 3 minutes, somebody give him praise. Let me show you something. I'm almost where I want to be. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost in me. Shout yes! I want you to see that he who came to reconcile has now been separated. He who came to make the connection has now been dislodged. He has sent the Ark of the Covenant into the house of Obed-Edom. And now he is separated from his purpose. And so what the Lord did, the Bible says that the Lord blessed the house of Obed-Edom. God said, whether you want it or not, I am who I am. I'm not gonna stop being me because you stop being you. If you won't let me bless you, I'll bless him. Look at your neighbor and say, if you don't want it, I want it. For 3 months, God blessed the house of Obed-Edom. Hallelujah to God. Every now and then, God will give you somebody else's blessing. Let me prove it to you. He said, I'll give you houses that you didn't build. I'll give you vineyards that you didn't grow. Somebody right now is standing in somebody else's blessing. Shout yes unto God. Touch your neighbor, say, you got 3 months. You don't have time to be cute. You don't have time to worry about what you got on. You got 3 months to get this together. You got 3 months. at the end of 3 months. Because see, when something is really yours, you get tired of somebody else walking around in something that was meant for you. Touch your neighbor and say, I'm sick of this. I'm sick of not having my peace. I'm sick of not having my joy. I'm sick of not walking in my wisdom. I'm sick of not walking in my wealth. I'm sick of not walking in my peace. Enough is enough. Throw your hand up and say, I want it back. So the Bible said that David walked over to Obed-Edom's house and started knocking at the door. Knocking at the door is a disruption. If you want the glory back, you gotta disrupt some stuff. I wanna hear disruption in this house. Pacemaker's design is to take a heart that's not in rhythm and get it back in rhythm again.
Get your life back in rhythm today with Bishop Jake's new pacemaker series.
If you are after God's heart, he will promote you.
For any gift to the ministry, you will receive Bridges to Destiny on CD and Romans 8:28 art print.
You got to see the hardship and understand that the devil wouldn't be fighting me if God wasn't about to bless me.
When your gift is $90 or more, we will add the Pacemaker series on CD and DVD.
Whenever you play on the high-sounding cymbals, you're giving praise to God.
It was just an amazing time, and I thank God for his glory.
God understands what you're trying to tell him.
For your gift of $140 or more, we'll add the Praying the Psalms book and the Hope and Peace mug set. If in Canada, products are only available in MP3 and MP4 formats. Feel free to reach out to us on social media and share your story of how God is impacting your life. We look forward to seeing you next time on The Potter's Touch.